Hello, Poddlers. Not even I have any idea what's going on here, and I host the show. Quorm. And
blood and stomach pills.
Enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, I'm giving somebody the chance to win a Wickes gift card worth £250 as we play Going Underground with Wiggles the Worm. Hoping to win, we have Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Dave, morning team.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Lisa is a health and safety officer in Grimsby. And Lisa, you're moving house soon, aren't you?
Certainly am.
So you'd use the gift card to get everything shipshape?
Absolutely, absolutely. Get some decorating done and maybe buy some nice sort of bobs for the house.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah, they've got a whole aisle of those if you go to Wickes.
Yeah, they've got loads of them.
So, Lisa, is it difficult to move with somebody who's a health and safety officer? Like, you know, if someone bends down to pick up a box, take it out to the removal truck, you're like, whoa, 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 bend at the knees, bend at the knees. Lisa, let's have a little listen to Wiggles again, shall we, just to jog your memory. Here we go.
The only problem is they have a dog who likes to growl around in the mud and send me and my mate 6 feet into the air, one by one. If we can't be rescued from that dog, then I guess we'll just have to learn to fly.
So, Lisa, clearly Wiggles was in the garden of a very famous band, but which band was it?
Also, the Foo Fighters.
Yes, Lise, well done. Good luck with the move. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in and well done. You've got the gift card.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, Lise. And you, bye now. Get ready for spring and shop trusted brands like Miracle-Gro, Gardena and Levington in their new garden range. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality on the website wickes.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We head into the weekend. We're looking at a Mothering Sunday this coming Sunday, and we like to play tribute to the mums right now by asking you, is your mum weird? Are you a weird mum? Where my freaky mama's at? 8, 12, 15. Yes, it's a Is It Weird That I, Mother's Day special on The Breakfast Show. Get in touch right now. As I say, it's 8, 12, 15. But right now, well, it's time for the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, yesterday we touched a lot on World Book Day, of course, at schools around the country and the globe.
Just great contribution.
Just a couple of tidbits to come from that on the socials. One two-year-old went to nursery dressed as the Highway Code, because that's apparently his favourite book, which is wearing a yellow T-shirt with the official Highway Code on it. Amazing stuff. And then I think the star of the day has to be Stephanie Boggan's son, Joseph, who went as Sean Dyche, wearing a
the
suit.
The Everton manager?
Yes, wearing a suit, a bald wig, and with a fake ginger goatee, and carrying a copy of Sean's book. There he is, yeah. Put the ball in that end, yeah.
Put the ball in that end. Stop it from going in that end.
Wow. And carrying a copy of his book, Who Says Football Doesn't Do Fairy Tales?
Wow, that's nice.
Which I didn't know existed, but it sounds like it's worth a read. And then it's Talking Pet of the Week time.
Yes! As
Crufts gets underway in Birmingham. Yes, children love Crufts. Maybe there should be a singing French bulldog section, because this guy is unbelievable. Thank you to Colonel Tractor for sending me this on Instagram. It's a Frenchie leaning out the window of his owner's car in America. She's trying to have a chat. The dog starts singing. It's the only way you can describe what happens. Here we go.
You cannot keep interrupting.
No. No way.
I'm having a conversation.
It's real.
No.
Walter. Walter, I'm right here. Have you seen this? Does it actually exist?
Yeah, it's real, yeah. It's such a cute little dog, but with such a powerful vocal. The biggest comment below says that it sounds like Lady Gaga, and I think there is something in that.
I'm right here, but...
God. There you go, anyway. There you go. That is amazing. I'll share the video on Instagram.
I just want to say sorry to Lady Gaga.
Yeah, sorry, that seems rude. Yeah. She's got a great
one of the most
voice.
Talented people yes, that we have in the world of music.
Do you reckon the dog with the really pronounced woof is like, show some dignity? Come on. Have some decorum.
I know, yeah.
Say woof like
yourself.
A normal dog.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it down. I'll share the video on my Instagram stories. You can watch it for yourself. That's it for this week's Social Ammo. Just one last treat for you. I'll just open this box and stick my hand in here and just get it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, the weekend is ahead, and then when we return on Monday morning, we return with this.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, five words, £5,000 is going to be back for 2024. Very exciting times. Of course, just before Christmas, we finally got a winner last year. Mm-hmm. We were looking for one for ages. And then listener Tia matched five words with Glenn Moore, and it really was just such a magical moment.
No!
There's a bit of wholesome Mother's Day content for you there as well.
It's so weird, you just stayed silent for the whole time.
That's one of those don't react moments. Yeah.
Sometimes you've just got to give someone their platform and step away. And that was certainly one of those moments. So congratulations once again to Tia, our last winner on Five Words, £5,000. But of course, come Monday, we're looking for our next champion. Yes. Someone who can match five little words with a member of the team and win themselves £5,000. So there's a couple of things you need to know. The first thing is, for the first time in its, coincidentally, five-year history,
yes,
at 7:55 a.m. this morning, so in about 45 minutes' time, I'm going to give you the first word that we're going to have on Monday morning when we play.
What?
I'm going to give you the first word so you can put it into your brains. You can roll it around in there over the weekend. You can ask your friends and family and your mates what they might
response.
Say. What do you think a member of the team is going to say? You can just, you know, ruminate on it slightly. And then on Monday, it will be the first word. And as I say, I'm revealing it in about 40 minutes' time. The other thing is, well, just after 5:30, just to remind ourselves of how it all works, we're going to have an inter-team game.
Ooh, okay.
So the member of the team who's normally randomly selected on the random player generator, that's going to stay the same. But I have decided in my wisdom that Matt Dyson,
yes,
you're going to play the role of the caller.
Oh,
you're
am
going
I?
To be the listener.
Okay, fine.
So if you wouldn't mind,
yeah,
have you got your phone?
Yes.
Could you get
obviously.
Out?
What?
I need you to get out and go down there.
Well,
and I mean, I really want you to leave the building like you're an actual listener.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just,
put
we would,
your coat okay. on, Matt.
Put, yeah. That's,
can
you catch your death, lad. Put your coat on. There we go.
We get all our callers to wait directly outside the building.
There's 2.5 million people in Golden Square all looking up at that window.
Like they're in
eyes.
The phone booth.
Yeah. Right, see you later.
Later
now, I'm going to be calling you soon.
Okay, yeah, great.
Make sure your phone's on loud.
Okay, all right.
Go down to the square.
Yeah.
Okay, five words, £5,000 is on the
way. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning, welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where on Monday morning at this time, this is back.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And we are just so excited about that fact that we're having a five words, £5,000 dress rehearsal. It's an inter-team practice. Now, before we get to that, just a reminder, or if you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, in about 20 minutes' time, for the first time ever, I am going to reveal the first word that you will be given on Monday when you play proper for the £5,000. I'm going to be doing that, as I say, in about 20 minutes' time. The first word of Monday's first round of five words, £5,000 on the way. But right now, well, it's not for the money. It's just, if anything, to remind us how it all works, because it feels like mm-hmm. it's been an age. It's great having it back. And our competitor joining us on line one is Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Make me a winner?
No, different thing, different thing.
Morning, team. Morning, Dave.
That's morning, the wrong way
Matt.
Round.
Sorry, oh, silly old me.
Okay, so Matt is an amateur broadcaster from Nottingham. It's great having you on air, Matt. Now, you're not playing for any money today, but which member of the team do you think is best placed to help you win absolutely nothing, even if you do match all five words? Is it Anna or Glenn?
Well, I know Glenn follows the method. I'm well up to speed with the method, but I like to go rogue and go geary.
Happy to be described rogue, are you?
I think that's pretty accurate.
Are you happy with Matt, who's never met you before, using your surname, just calling you geary? Are you comfortable with that as well? Let's give the random player generator a spin and see who you've got. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore. I hope it's Matt.
It is Anna Geary. Just to let you all know, Anna, before you leave the studio, Matt is outside in Golden Square, and I can see him. He's on a rental bicycle. Hello, we're waving.
Yeah, producer, I'm going to start cycling there.
Young producer Ellie's with him. It's like she's taken her dad out for the day. There we go.
Outrageous.
Right, he's cycling around.
I want the experience of like a commuter, so I'm just going about my day-to-day life.
Very method, I like it. Anna, it is time for you to leave the studio, please.
Hey, good luck, Matt.
Thanks, Anna. Trying to do a bunny hop.
Yeah. Don't just get the words done first, then you can do as many stunts and tricks as you want, cool dude.
Okay.
Right.
Rad man.
Matt, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, all the words you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because I will soon present Anna with the same five words. If they match your five words, you're going to win absolutely nothing. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready and happy to play.
Okay, your first word this morning is win. W-I-N, win.
Lose.
Nice.
Coffee.
Oh, well, you know Geary loves the dowie, but I think I'll just go with cup.
That's reasonable.
Good, yeah. News, N-E-W-S, news.
Reader.
Yeah.
Surely. I mean, Geary is one. Come on.
Are you still cycling around? I just saw you in the corner of my eye out of the studio window.
I was hoping it would be more audible, but you can't really tell. I might have to go a bit faster.
No, we're filming it for the socials. Don't worry about that, mate. Oh, wow. Look at you. Ooh. Go. Oh!
Almost the bunny hop. Can never get the
silks,
back wheel.
Silks, bruv. Silks. Okay.
Yeah.
I should point out for any newcomers, you don't have to be on a bicycle when you play Five Words, Five Grand come Monday.
Yeah,
it's just
neither's Matt. He's on a unicycle. And that's what's so impressive.
And he's juggling. Look at him go. Okay, the penultimate word is turbo.
Boost.
Oh, dear. The horrifying memories you talking about turbo boost bring back to me. And finally, well, of course, I've only just seen the words myself. It could be only one word. And that word, Matt, is fleece.
Oh, fleece.
Mm.
Fleece. Jacket.
Fleece jacket.
Out of a fleece with a spoon.
Yeah, Geary will go with a spoon, won't you? Yeah.
I prayed you were going to go with fashion, but you didn't, which is a shame. Okay, Matt Dyson, you carry on cycling around in wee circles, my friend, because we've got your five words and Anna Geary is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And don't forget, at 9 a.m, the No Repeat Guarantee is going to be here, meaning we will not play you the same song twice between 9 and 5, and that's across the entire network. Now, exciting times ahead, because in about 7 minutes' time, I'm going to give you the first word that I will use when Five Words, Five Grand returns on Monday morning. Your chance to win £5,000. But right now, we're having a dress rehearsal.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio.
Playing the role of you, the darling listener, it is Matt Dyson. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you, David.
How are your trick nuts?
I can't quite. I don't think there are trick nuts on these at the back. I'm trying to. I'm still trying to master the bunny hop. There's no way I can do a wheelie. The front end's too heavy.
Okay. Would you be able to do a little bunny hop, just a tiny one for each word you match with Anagiri?
Yes. Great. Yeah. Lovely.
Okay.
Pressure's on.
I think there'll be quite a few. Feeling pretty confident.
Okay.
You feeling good, Anna? You ready for your first word?
Well, I'm glad Matt's confident. That makes one of us.
You can do this. You can do this.
The first... Matt, could you stop cycling around so swiftly, please? It's playing havoc.
Right. I'm going even...
It sounds awful. Just park up for a bit, will you? Just park up.
Okay.
Here we go. Win!
Lose.
Correct!
Yes. Yay!
Look, Matt, it's one word.
Coffee.
Tea.
Oh.
Did he say Dowie?
No, he thought about saying Dowie. He said cup, coffee cup in the end. Which means of a possible zero amount of money, you've won zero amount of money, I'm afraid. But let's do the remaining words, shall we? As I say to you, news.
Sport.
Oh, reader.
What? That's the one I was most confident about.
Turbo.
Generator.
Boost. And finally, fleece.
Yellow.
Oh!
We're thinking of Matt's yellow
fleece.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
Weren't we all?
That was a good answer.
Fleece jacket we had. Fleece jacket.
Oh, no.
Which means on the 5 words, 5 grand team rehearsal ahead of its return on Monday, it is 1 out of 5.
Oh, it's going to be another long season, Dave.
It is going to be another long season. Anna, you stay right there because you've got the news to do in 10 minutes. Matt, don't bother coming back. Honestly, I never want to see your face again. So, 5 words, 5 grand is back on Monday. And up next, I'll be telling you the first word you're going to be presented with.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. So on your Friday, mix it up a little bit. It's all happening in the app, on your smart speaker, or via your digital radio around the UK. Now, this Sunday, it is Mother's Day.
It is indeed.
It's a lovely thing, and we're celebrating with a very special edition of Is It Weird That I... Yes, this is a big shout out to all the freaky mamas out there. Is your sorry, everyone. Is your mum weird? Are you a weird mum? It's a simple question and one we are asking to celebrate all the greatness of mamahood. 8-12-15 is the number. You've already been getting in touch, and thank you for doing so. Morning, Dave, morning, team. Here's the weird dictionary of my mum, says this text. Netflix is pronounced Netflix.
Netflix.
The co-op is Quop, which I quite like. And Quorn is Quorm. Quorm.
With an M, wow.
Yeah, an M at the end. That's Quorn. Right, so... Quorn.
It's like she's avoiding copyright infringement. Yeah.
This is not an official product.
Yeah, it's like one of those Aldi fake versions, isn't it? Quorn.
Yeah, if you bought a Quorn outfit at a party shop for Halloween.
I'll chuck us some of that Quorn. I put it in my frewing pan. Dave, my mum is definitely, definitely weird. For example, one day she sprayed air freshener in the garden just to, quote unquote, freshen it up a little bit, using her own words there. That's
garden.
Nice. Morning, Dave, morning, team. Is it weird that my mum sniffs meat pies to see if they're cooked after she's taken them out of the oven, says Hillary in Colchester?
Yes, I've never understood that, sniffing to see if something's cooked.
Everybody adds here that they love their mums, and, you know, that's obviously not a debate. Keep them coming, though.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This Sunday is Mother's Day. And we are celebrating that fact by asking, is your mum weird? Are you a weird mum? It's a Is It Weird That I Mum special. Hey, Dave. Hey, team. My mum also has the habit of pronouncing things weirdly. Best one I could think of is tequila. She says tequila. Tequila. Wow. Tequila. Tequila. Okay, that's another one. Yeah. Now, your wife Katie's mum does a lot of this as well.
Yeah, the kids.
Weird pronunciations.
The kids are obsessed with the way she calls Aldi. Aldi.
Aldi.
It's a very simple. Very Aldi. She still says Ricky Gervais, and she once said bechamel sauce instead of bechamel sauce.
Oh, wow!
Amazing. For her.
Anna Geary, I've met your mum Joy, and she is just that. A joy to be around.
She is.
But I'm privy to a little question that she asked your sister recently, which I think definitely falls under the category of, is it weird that I... So what is that, Anna?
Yeah, she likes to use a flamethrower to kill weeds.
What?
Like the Running Man.
Where'd she get one?
Just asking for a friend.
It's pretty big as well.
It's got the backpack and everything.
Yeah. Has it really?
Yeah.
What? So is it like the end of Aliens? Does she like Sigourney Weaver? Does she go out like...
She just goes around her garden in Wales. I mean, they've got a beautiful place where they live by the sea, and she's just with this flame.
Well, it was until they moved in. Yeah.
Scorched ground.
Does she get it targeting just the weeds, or does it just
kill everything?
It's like end of days.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Does she let anyone else have a go on the flamethrower? Is it for Joy's use only?
That is very much just Joy.
Just Joy.
But you know what? I was thinking of another one. She's got this obsession with Pitbull as well. So, like... What?
You mean
every...
the dog or Mr. Worldwide? You mean
that
this guy?
One, yeah. Honestly, everywhere we go, she puts Pitbull on. She heard Pitbull in her dance class for the first time, and now she's obsessed.
What I don't get is Pitbull's never the main part of his songs. He's always just like the background guy.
Yeah. She's just giving him a break. It's really nice. It's been great. So, I mean, what was your mum's dance instructor like? Was she like, okay, just take off the flamethrower?
Yeah.
I know. This is a soundtrack now when she does the flamethrower. She's
Whoa,
got
the imagery is fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Strapped into the flamethrower. Take this, weeds. Yeah. Okay, keep them coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, we've celebrated Mother's Day this coming Sunday the only way we know how, which, of course, is... Tequila. And... Quorm. And...
Blood and stomach pills.
If you don't know what that reference is, then make sure you get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, which will be made available just after 10 a.m. And speaking of Mother's Day, a few people have got in touch with me via my Instagram, and a couple also texted into the studio saying, I can't believe it's been a year since you had to tell the mum bikini story, Dave. And so very reluctantly, we've dusted it off and we're going to share it with you just after 9 a.m. as part of the no repeat guarantee. But before that... I can't believe that's been a year either. I've still not been back to that shop. Anyway, it's coming up in case you miss it just after 9. But right now, well, your opportunity to work hard, use that extensive music knowledge of yours because you listen to a radio station where real music matters. So we know you know your onions. My first, my last, my everything is the first beat of a song, the last note of a song stuck together. Identify the song, or you get everything. And your everything is a shout-out. So in the shout-out to 8-12-15, I want your name or the name of the person you're shouting out, maybe the business, the place where you go and get your coffee in the morning. Maybe they deserve a little hello from yours truly. If you're going to work, I don't want to hear you're going to work. I want to know what you're going to do.
Details.
I want to hear about your dreams and your plans, your aspirations for the weekend ahead. Send it all along to 8-12-15. But also tell me which song, band and artist is this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Absolute Radio 10s.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go. It is the first note of a song and the last note of a song playing on Absolute Radio 10s and the main station, may I add. It sounded like this. Who was it? Matt Dyson, do you want to do the honours?
Blossoms, wasn't it? Charlemagne?
Yeah, Blossoms, Charlemagne is right. Oh, what a tune. In fact, if you're listening on the main station, I've decided I'm going to play it next for you. But first, the shout-outs you work so hard to earn. A shout-out to Jen on her way to work at Sapphire Partnership Charity. Jack, who wants to shout-out Sam Morley, who turns 14 today. Happy birthday, Sam. 14. It's come around quick, isn't it? Tom, the decorator, bashing the current job out on this fine Friday so he can get an early finish and go straight to the pub. That's the spirit, Tom. Nikki and Bracknell looking forward to some middle-aged National Trust visiting over the weekend.
Yeah. See you out there, Nikki.
That's not a threat, by the way.
See you on the battlefield.
Literally, yes.
And Maria Laura, who wants to shout out their small business, King Seddy Cakes. Ooh. In Sutton Village King... in Hull. That's King Seddy
King
Cakes.
Seddy
Say
Cakes.
It all, everybody. King Seddy Cakes. King Seddy Cakes in Sutton Village in Hull. Arnie the Trucker bringing fizzy drinks to the masses. Terry rolling out cinnamon buns at a coffee shop in Leicestershire. Steve in Plymouth, who is off to see Bill Bailey tonight. And Ryan and his fiancée Charlotte driving to Brighton to finish off Ryan's first week working on an ITV drama in his newly promoted role.
Ooh.
To Ryan, everyone.
Well,
lovely
done,
stuff.
Ryan. I knew he had it in him.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought he's not going to stick in that role on this ITV drama, is he? No, he's going to have a newly promoted role soon, is our Ryan. Well done, everybody. Enjoy your weekends ahead. There your shout out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, a few of you messaged in with regards to it being Mother's Day this coming Sunday. We've spent a lot of the show discussing and celebrating those wonderfully weird mothers. If you missed any of that, as I say, the podcast will be made available just after 10 a.m. But a few of the messages were with regard to what happened to me last year when I tried to go and buy a Mother's Day present. And the confusion gave me the ick. I'd like to share a tale with you all just to make me feel a little bit better, because I find that talking about things in life, no matter how harrowing, always helps.
Okay.
And I'm in a safe space to do this right now because I've just messaged Sarah Jane, and I know that she's busy out and about. She's not listening to the show. But yesterday, I was afforded some time to go out and get her a gift for Mother's Day.
Okay, right.
Right? And I went into a department store, and there were a couple of sales assistants chatting. And I walked, I knew what I wanted to buy, and I walked over to the two sales assistants, and I said, I'm really sorry to interrupt you. Where is the swimwear? I'm buying a Mother's Day gift. And one of the sales assistants looked at me, and she said, do you know what kind of bikini your mum would like? No, it's for my...
Yeah,
well...
That is awkward.
I mean, no offence, Mum, but...
Yeah.
Has anyone ever bought swimwear for their parents?
Really weird gift, I mean, wouldn't it?
Anyway, as we know, in my household, Mum gets bikinis for Christmas.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Friday morning. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. Don't forget, you can join in anytime you like. Not just when we're on air. You can email me 24/7, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or of course you can slide into my DMs, dave_berry_insta on, of course, Instagram. So Matt, we are but 10 minutes away from the release of the brand new edition of the podcast.
It drops.
The podcast naming bell rung on a few occasions during this very special show, and it was special for the reason we celebrated all the mums out there for this coming Mothering Sunday with Where Are My Freaky Mamas At?
Oh, and there were so many maternal freaks around.
I just want to say sorry to Lady Gaga.
Ah, that was the singing dog of the week in the social ammo.
Fleece Witherspoon.
As Glenn came out with that during our five words practice.
Quorn.
An unusual mother pronunciation there.
And Pitbull and the Flamethrower.
Oh, what a revelation about Anna Geary's mother, Joy. Amazing stuff. Worth listening to the podcast to hear that story. But I think it's all nicely summed up under the banner headline, Where Are My Freaky Mamas At?
Well said, Matt Dyson. That is the name of the latest edition of the pod. Right, Leona Graham, she's up next on Absolute Radio with the Tea Break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £160,000. Whatever you are doing this weekend, enjoy it. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.